Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm walking back into the studio, and I see a couple of familiar faces, Adam Graves and Larry Johnson. So what brings you guys to the studio today? We'll start with you, Mr. Johnson. What's going on?
Well, not a whole lot, Michael. It's been a while since I've seen you.
It is. Absolutely.
Do the show.
And, the glory years with the Knicks.
Glory years. Well, it's coming back, hopefully.
You think so? Well, tell me a little bit. First of all, before we get to the stuff you brought over, tell me what you think of the Knicks this year.
Well, Adam and I was talking earlier. I like the enthusiasm. I like the way they play in defense now, attention to detail on defense. I like guys, Cantor. I love him and his toughness.
Yeah,
I tell
tough,
the guys
yeah.
all the time, man, playing here, if you just go out and put forth the effort and play hard, the winning will come. So I'm hoping that New York is okay with the product we put on.
Well, Porzingis, if you could keep him healthy, I mean, he could do everything. You just got to. It's hard to keep guys that size healthy, you know?
I mean, you know, I'm not a big stickler for basketball guys wanting to put on weight. But maybe Porzingis, when he first come into the league, could use a little bit more because he's going to be banging down low, which is not a lot of banging down low compared to when we
were. Not in the old days, yeah, like
so
you guys,
I didn't have,
yeah.
Right, so I didn't have a lot of I didn't think that was a big issue.
Right.
I didn't. But, you know, being healthy is a little issue with a guy that size playing down low. So we want to watch that. But I think the other big guys have come in and really done a good job of just controlling the paint and just getting guys well. You know, We used to Oakleys and Masons.
Right, X-Man and stuff
exactly.
like that.
Exactly,
yeah.
Ewing, you yeah. know, getting guys at the rim. So yep. we kind of missing that a little bit.
No, great. And we have Adam Graves with us, too. And Gravy, the Rangers, after a slow start, they've picked it up. They're doing a lot better.
Yeah, they've been, and again, they've been getting it from a lot of different places. And as you know, we've gotten a little bit younger. And you know, you look at Mika Zibanejad, who is out right now. He seems like he's been around forever. He's 24 years old and just coming into his prime. Buzhnevich has been outstanding this year. We have Boo up from Michigan, Boo Neves, and just guys like that that are just adding to the depth and the speed. And we still have the Kreiders and the Zooks and the Nashes, and it's a real balanced attack. And then when you add a guy like Shattenkirk, who we talked about, a New York
yep.
guy that wants to be a Ranger, and what he's meant to in early going here to the power play, which gives you a whole other element to your offensive side because it is a group that scores by committee. And when you have a great power play and a power play the way it's been playing, it really helps.
I got to ask you guys one thing because I know they're here today, obviously, because of my last week, and they're nice enough to bring over some things which we'll get to. But I've talked about the 30 years. The spring of 94 will always stand out. 49 playoff games. I was personally at 37 of them, 37 out of 49. So the amazing run, you get to the seventh game and win, Adam. You get to the seventh game and, you know, the Knicks get to the seventh game and lose. What do you remember about that? What stands out to you about that year?
Just the energy. And when we talk about that, that's what we talk about when we say the great privilege of playing in New York and playing at the Garden and being a Knick and being a Ranger. And I have fond memories of going back home and had an apartment in White Plains. And in that apartment, I shared at that apartment. One of my neighbors was Anthony Mason, and got to know him very well and talked to him quite a bit. And I was as big a Knick fan as he probably was a Ranger fan, which was just terrific. But you're in this together because it's a bigger family at the Garden, and Larry will tell you the same thing, that you become friends. And I can remember going into the shared training room mm-hmm. because of one locker room being one side, the Knick on one side, the Ranger on the other. Then we had a shared common area
mm-hmm.
and seeing the guys. And
mm-hmm. yep.
we'd be getting treatment, they'd be getting treatment, and just be rooting for each other.
Yeah.
It was just a real special, special time.
And what was your first year here? What was yours first?
No, you said yes. that was 94.
Yeah, you weren't here yet.
Yeah, that was Houston.
I
was getting beat up in Charlotte.
You were still in Charlotte. Right. What was your first year here?
96. Six, I want to say.
What do you remember about that Knick team, though? I mean, because I was just thinking, you're not even here yet, that team. But what were you thinking about? What do you remember about that team that year that went to the seventh game of the finals and lost to the Rockets?
They was the most physically tough team in the league.
They were?
Yes. Yes, they had overtaken the Bad Boys over at Detroit with what they was doing.
Right.
I thought coming into New York, you had to get your sleep. It was, you know, every team knew when they was coming in to play these guys. When about that time, when they 94 season, they was really pounding guys down low.
And, you know, we talk about all those years, so many great series, whether it was early of the Bulls, the Pacers, the Heat. I mean, the series were just great series. You know, I mean, just it's a different basketball. First one to 80, you know, right, shoot 30%, right, blood right on the court. But it was just, it was really, those were great, great series. No matter which team they were playing, no matter what year it was, those were wonderful series. When Riley went to Miami, it's still, you know, those years, those were unbelievable series.
What I remember about Jeff, and I know Jeff Van Gundy has been on your show before.
Many
his times. His coaching style, Adam, it was defense first. It was paying attention to detail on the defensive end first. And I'm looking at this team now, and I can see some of that. So, you know, like you said, it was the first team to 80 to win, blood on the court. So, you know, both of those guys, and I'm pretty sure Jeff got it from Pat Riley, who was
there
before. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what we remember. And when we was at Charlotte, we was more of an up and down team, so we wasn't physically able to stay with you guys.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I remember about that 94 season.
And you had some great years here. You really did. And you sacrificed your offense. I always felt you were the guy that really did sacrifice more than the other guys because you could have scored a lot. Man, I remember you went on, you could have scored a ton of points. We all know that. You really gave up a lot of your offense, did the dirty work, did a lot of the things that that the team needed, and really chipped in a lot of different ways.
I thought Mike would play it out that way. Just knowing basketball when I was traded here, we came in, it was almost a new team at that point. Like you said, they had that run where they went to the finals, and then you're getting rid of someone like Mason for myself, bringing Allen Houston with a big contract, Chris Childs. So once we came in, when you look at the makeup of that team, you had three guys scoring 20 points a game, John 17, 18 a game. It was, I think it was on me to take that back seat as far as getting touches throughout and shooting the basketball.
And also doing the things on the other end of the floor, playing great defense, doing the things, and the legendary four-point play, which was, you know, unforgettable. It really was. So, you know.
I walk around
people
New
still
York,
talk about it, right?
They call me a legend for one play.
It's amazing. They remember, just like they remember the John Starks dunk. I mean, they remember your four-point play was one of the great plays. It really was. All right, so very nice of you guys to come down here today. And, you know, it's my week. Everyone's being nice because I'm leaving. They finally get rid of me, so they're all being nice to me this week. But I see you guys brought a couple things down, so thank you very much for this. It's very nice of the Garden to send you down here or to come down and do this. It's very nice of you. I appreciate it.
Well,
thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Adam.
You deserve everything.
That's and Aaron, Adam, and you guys, first of all, the Garden does a tremendous amount of charity stuff. We've done some stuff with them. But I've always said this. You probably have set a world record, Adam, for making charity appearances. I mean, in the New York area. I don't know, Larry, of anyone who's ever made more or said no to anybody, Adam Graves. He has been at more events and does more good things for people than any player I can ever remember in New York.
I agree.
So you deserve credit for that.
I'm just a big kid, and I'm pretty good at being a big kid.
So thank you, Adam, very much. And Larry, thanks. Good to see you, as always. You know,
you too, Mike.
My pleasure. Thank you for that.
Again.
Thank you.
You deserve it.
Very much. Adam Graves and Larry Johnson, back after this.